Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you for staying with us as we take our pause here to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. There is a .com after that if you want to go to her website or go to her Facebook page, Beth McDonald Consulting. She is also on Facebook, as I said, and she's at LinkedIn as well. So we encourage you to check that out. And again, a reminder that we have a project on Kickstarter, kickstarter.com for Tell Me Your Story to support this radio program. And I'll say it again, this is no threat to say that if I don't get the support, the program's going off the air. I will never, ever do that. I'm just looking for support from those who are interested. If this resonates with you, do what you can. And I'll even take the energy. I'll take prayers. I'll take good thoughts and so forth. So I'm not adverse to that. Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. This is I'm going to say it's a wonderful time of the year. It's not Christmas yet, but because of the focus that we're going to talk about today, forgiveness and peacemaking, it's following Yom Kippur. I don't know all of the, I would love to learn all of these wonderful stories about some of these holidays, especially obviously Yom Kippur being a Jewish holiday. I know a little bit about Hanukkah. That's a few months away. So let's talk a little bit about this aspect of forgiveness and peacemaking.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thanks for having me on your show, as always. I love having an opportunity to talk about these things, especially as they relate to the signs of the zodiac that we're in. You know, we're currently now in Libra, which the symbol for Libra is the scales. And when you look at them, when they're graphically illustrated in art, they're... or the glyphs, the symbols, the scales are always perfectly balanced, and people get a little mistaken about that. They assume that Libra means balance, and one of the biggest misconceptions is just that, and Libra is actually all about the process of becoming balanced, the quest for balance, and all that entails. So by the same token, that what does that entail? It means communicating. It means negotiating. It means diplomacy. It means conversation, often heated debate. It also means forgiveness. It means sacrifice. And so it's no coincidence to me that the Jewish high holidays always come at this time of year. You know, if it starts with the Jewish New Year and ends with Yom Kippur, which is technically the Day of Atonement, the Day of Forgiveness, the day when we not only ask God for forgiveness, but we ask people we have wronged or harmed, people that we know or suspect are upset with us, what they need to feel whole again. What do they need to set this right? It's all about making amends.
I'm having some interesting experiences in that realm, but more in terms of recognizing my role in this process.
Absolutely. That's what I love about this, especially in America. We are consummate victims. It is so easy when things get weird for us to just default to that mode of, he hurt my feelings, or they cut me off on the freeway, or they're not doing their job, you know, and you know, the ability to be able to look inward rather than outward and to own your part in what you're doing in your family and in your workplace and in your community that's contributing to the disharmony. You know, nowhere else, you know, we don't really have this to that emphasis in other places and other cultures, but the Yom Kippur and the in the 12-step programs, you know, the fourth and fifth step where it's like you take your inventory and then you go to people that you know or suspect you've harmed and ask what they need to be made right. And you know, you talk to people and most people don't do anything like that. They don't go to you ask people right now. It's like, okay, you know, have you ever gone to somebody and said, hey, it looks like you're mad at me, what have I done? Please explain it to me, and please help me to figure out how we can make this better because you're important to me and I didn't mean to upset you. We don't do that. There's not a value on that, not enough of a value on that in our culture. And this moment right now, this weekend, and the days around it is an awesome time to play around with that concept.
Yeah. I've been sharing with folks that, and I again, it may be exclusively due to the fact that I'm getting older. I like to think more that it's just that I've become more introspective in that regard, more contemplative
humble
about my role and the things that have been created around me, and the level of responsibility that I have for those things.
Right.
And then it does tend, at least within myself, it does tend to diffuse a lot of the angst or a frustration that I might have.
Right.
That then opens the doorway to what you've just talked about, sending those comments of, I didn't intend to harm you in any way. What can I do to make this
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because often apologies are not enough.
Yeah.
You know, we focus so much on, you know, what do I need to forgive other people? And a lot of it has to do with the process, the reciprocity, the process.
Yeah.
And I want, if we have a minute, I'd like to just share. I've had two recurring experiences with this in my own life when I've played with this. One of the most common experiences I get is someone saying to me, you know, the fact that you would have the courage to come and ask this is enough for me. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because people don't do that. We don't have that experience.
Right.
So that's been awesome. I've also had another experience of people saying to me, wow, well, remember that time when I parked in your spot and, you know, I was wrong, but you came and yelled at me, you know, something like that. It was like, I was really upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was plenty of blame to go around. I created that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just awesomely magical.
Yeah.
It's awesomely magical. Yeah. If you can initiate these conversations,
absolutely,
miracles happen.
And you can initiate magical conversations with Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Give her a call, 963-0842, or go to LinkedIn, go to Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. There's more of Tell Me Your Story to come right here.